Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More than 130 people were arrested at UCLA early this morning after police stormed and dismantled a pro-Palestinian encampment on the school's campus. Just days earlier, pro-Israel counter-protesters attacked the encampment and things quickly turned violent. Police did not intervene for 3 hours, and multiple students were injured. UCLA's pro-Palestinian encampment is one of many similar protests erupting on campuses across the country. And as tensions continue to mount between students, police, and university officials, President Biden is defending the right to protest, but says there are limits on what kinds of protests are allowed on campuses.
Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest.
For more on UCLA, let's bring in Brian Feinzimmer. He's a freelance journalist working with the LAist. Brian, welcome. You were at UCLA all night. What was going on when the police arrived and began clearing out the encampment?
Police originally arrived and tried to clear the encampment, but were surrounded by protesters and pushed out. A couple hours later, a larger group of California Highway Patrol officers had come in and then started to break down the walls of the encampment and start to move their way in.
Okay, and videos show police in riot gear firing flashbangs. How would you describe the police response?
They were continuously firing flashbangs for a couple hours into the air. It was loud and a bit disruptive. Their overall response, I'd say, was to be kind of slowly pushing into the encampment, trying to disperse the crowd. But they did, as was noted, make over 100 arrests.
And from many accounts, the encampment had been peaceful until pro-Israel counter-protesters showed up the day before and attacked pro-Palestinian protesters. How did the protesters respond to the police?
Protesters responded to the police by basically not welcoming them, telling them that they would not leave. And they also had called out, "Where were you yesterday? Why didn't you show up in time? Where were you when we needed you?"
Brian Feinzimmer, he's a freelance photojournalist working with the LAist. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, those who were injured at UCLA during the early hours of Wednesday morning when pro-Israel counter-protesters attacked the encampment, well, they're wondering how the attack was allowed to happen. Many reports from that night say security and police officers at the scene did little to stop the attacks as they unfolded. Local Muslim community leaders have been speaking out. Amir Mirtaban is the executive director of the Islamic Society of Orange County. He was at UCLA as the violence unfolded late Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning. Amir, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Deepa. Thanks for having me on.
Amir, you were on the campus at UCLA on Tuesday night when the violent protesters came in and started attacking the encampment. Can you tell me what happened?
You know, midnight, we just start seeing videos of mobs ripping apart plywood, throwing stuff into the encampment, attacking students. I mean, I saw a student get beat down on a video with a pipe. And so everyone just started going insane in the community and started to mobilize really quickly at 12:30, 1 in the morning. So when we get to the encampment, basically the organizers were trying not to let anybody in except just yelling and screaming for saline and milk and water and medical supplies.
And Amir, there was security around. What did you see?
This is what drove me nuts. We saw maybe 250 police officers, both LAPD, CHP, and some sheriff lined up on the main entrance, and no one was doing anything. Security was not stopping anything. LAPD, the officers weren't doing anything.
And you talked to the LAPD in that moment. What happened?
Yeah, I went to the officers. I literally showed them video. I told them to turn around. I spoke with one of the officers that was in charge, and I was telling them, look, they're hurling orange cones. They're hurling metal barricades into the encampments, and the students are getting hurt. And he said, well, you know, this is not, no one's getting hurt to us. We're looking this way and we're not moving in. And so the officers literally stood there for 3.5-4 hours before they started to finally move in. And at that point, we were getting reports that the ER at Ronald Reagan had already been filled with students.
So the university says that they're protecting the safety of students in shutting down the protests and the encampments. How have you seen the protection of students?
Yeah, look, it's absolute nonsense. You know, the university has made this claim over and over again. And what we've seen on site is security, police, the sheriffs, all essentially allowing the students to completely get torn down to pieces from pro-Israel agitators. UCLA is 100% disingenuous here. They were not interested in the safety of Muslim students, pro-Palestinian students. You know, this is a matter of one group of students that is staunchly pro a foreign country, Israel, which is committing atrocities across the pond. And this is another group of students that are advocating not for Hamas, not advocating for the destruction of Israel. They're advocating for a ceasefire. They just want their university to stop funding a foreign government through their investments. That's what they're asking for. So this idea that the encampments have been violent in any nature or been anti-Semitic in any nature, it's absolute nonsense. And the university knows this to be true. They're just placating to their donors and they're placating to this pro-Israel lobby.
Amir Mertaban is the executive director of the Islamic Society of Orange County. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Deepa.